I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this series,
God is not slow. Don't try to move faster than your size. If a car is meant for 180, I want it to run at 200. You and the car will crash. It was not programmed for 200, and you say, no, this 180 to go now to 200, and you reach 180. It is telling you danger. You say, no, go 200, you will somersault. Because you are going at a speed not meant for the car. God is not slow. God is not what? Take life step by step. Adam came into the world as a full-fledged man. He didn't experience childhood. He came out with mustache. So he never knew what it meant to grow. He misbehaved. God said, I will not do it again that way. My next one, come as a child, grow from one face to another. God, you can imagine Jesus at the age of 12 wanted to do something he did at 30. That's why at every point he grew. He sat down to hear the lawyers. He sat down to listen to them. He was under his parents to be instructed. He took time to grow. You want life so fast. That is not how to do things. Stop compromising because you want it too fast. What are you looking for? 2 billion. You're an undergraduate. It's not wrong. Face your book first. In the process, you go and follow them to do cultism and robbery. Just because you want quick money. Your father does not have it. You are following a boy whose father is very rich. You now say, want to live like him. You are wearing Brazilian hair when your mother cannot afford an afro. In the process, you go to do what you're not supposed to do. You know your parents' background. Why stress them? You heard your friends want to go to Harvard. You say, I'll go to Harvard. Finish in UST first and get scholarship. But say, you know your parents' financial strength. You say, oh God, because you heard your classmate said he's going to Harvard. The parents have money to pay. It's not school that make people. It's people that determine their future. Most brilliant people never attended the best schools. It was later they went to the schools when they began to make and have results. God is not slow. Stop compromising. Number 8. Wrong relationships. Wrong what? Wrong relationships. The reason why many compromise is wrong relationships. I'm telling you things that put people under pressure that make them to compromise and then miss God's purpose for their lives. Wrong relationships. So Christians wreck their life and destiny because of negative and wrong people they associate with. Whether they are your roommates, whether they are your colleagues, old friends, associates, even carnal believers, learn to draw a line between that relationship. Must have boundaries when you meet such persons. They may be in the same church with you, but they are always carnal. All they talk about is just material things. Be careful with such people. Are you getting what I'm saying now? He that walketh with the wise shall be wise, and a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 13 verse 20. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. 1 Corinthians 15, 33. Learn to draw line, a boundary between you and people. Are you hearing me now? If you don't want to, there are people that will make you to compromise. Look at you. You say you are going to church. All your mates have bought this car. Just because of that statement, you are doing something you are not supposed to do. Any relationship that somebody will never tell you of God is to do evil, draw a line. Draw what? I said, no. There are some married people. Your wife should not be friends with certain persons. Are you saying now? I tell people every day, if you're married, there's no point in having a single person as your friend. Ask me why. There's no single and married friendship. Because the single person's understanding and the married person's understanding are not the same. What a single person goes for is not what a married person goes for. This married woman pleases her husband. A single person is looking for a woman to marry. So she'll be telling you, any my way is the way good. If your husband knows you do him, make him do him. Because that's what she has. That's what she will offer you. So draw a line. There's no point in a married woman having a friendship with a divorcee. What are you doing? She will tell you how to come out of your husband's house. After all, without man, she's surviving. So what's so special about being in a man's house? Before you know it, your mentality will be thinking, I can come out, I can be alone, I can be alone, I can be alone, I can be alone, I have money. Actually, don't you see how I'm living? No man is controlling me, I'm living my life the way I like. She's not telling you to fear God. She said, don't come out, you know, I came out, I'm regretting why I came out. You don't come out, no. Look, if it does too much, come out. Because since that man couldn't buy me cars, I left, I bought car, I built houses. You know, it's a free life, it's a free life. Before you know it, you are compromising. Any friend who is not taking you anywhere, cut off. Not everybody at the airport is traveling. Most times, wrong associations will make you to compromise. Wrong what? There are some people now, you know that the bad habit you entered was a friend that introduced you to it. Am I talking? Some of you today are smoking because of the kind of company you met. Some of you now, every bad thing you're doing, you trace it to one person you started getting close to. So watch the company you keep. You didn't hear me? Don't be deceived. He said, evil communication corrupt good. There's power in association, negative or positive. I'll tell you a story. When we were in school, I grew up in my family wearing singlet with shirt. And I had a roommate in my year 2 who does not wear singlet. I understand. That time, as a young man, I did not understand. Then I just discovered that I started wearing singlet and I was wearing shirt without singlet because he was my friend and we went want to get up, he would just wear shirt, no singlet. Just because of the association, I don't wear singlet. It took me over 4 years before I came back to singlet. But now I can understand. He didn't tell me I don't wear singlet, he didn't tell me. We are friends, and he does not wear singlet, so I just ended up not wearing singlet again. He didn't say don't wear singlet too. He never told me like that. But since we are in the same room, and he was not putting on singlet, and me, I was used to singlet, I just stopped wearing singlet. Do you understand how friendship can influence you? Huh? Some of you are wearing high shoe because of the friend you have. Just because that friend likes high shoe, don't forget that you too begin to love high shoe. You didn't like it before, but because of the person wearing high shoes, just say, hey, this is my friend, and you don't love high shoes. So it is too, if it's negative, you also like it. If the person always likes to talk to five men, before you know it, you'll be talking to five men. For five men, every 5 men say, I'm telling you, association has power. Before you know it, you begin to compromise. So watch. So I hear. Number 9. Why people compromise? Comparison. Christians tend to compromise when they begin to compare themselves with others, especially unbelievers. Life is in phases, men are in sizes. If you wear an oversized suit, you can fold the hands, you can't fold the back. Did you hear me at all? You can fold the hands here. Can you fold the back? Okay. Hear what God says in 2 Corinthians 10:12. It will humble you. It says, 2 Corinthians 10:12. Hear what it says. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. When you compare yourself with somebody else, he says you are not wise, you are foolish. You are yourself. I've never tried to look at what somebody wears. If you like, you wear gold, it's your business. You wear silver, it's your business. Suit is suit, coat is coat.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Which is that obstacle before your family? Which is that obstacle before your health? It must go now. It must go now. It must go now. Cancer must go now. HIV must go now. Problems must go now. Barrenness must go now. Failure must go now. Every mountain must go. Never try to be like somebody else. You are looking at what somebody is wearing and say, see the way she dressed. Me too, I will buy it. You're already on the wrong track. You compromise. You compromise. You do what? Compromise. He that compare himself with another is not wise. What is somebody wearing that is giving you sleepless night? Young girls, hear me. How can you be worried night because somebody wore Brazilian hair? You want to wear it by force. You are stupid. Some of you even dress as if it's not showmanship, as if you're in a competition. Any day, wear a new dress. Make sure everybody sees you as you wear your dress. He greet this one. After he greet this one. You are trying to compare yourself with somebody. Just be yours. Because if you try to compare yourself with somebody, you will compromise. So I hear. So if you compare yourself with sinners, with what? That sinner has bought this car. I'll buy it. No, nah, we're in a competition. Amen. We are not in a competition. I'm not interested. If you like buying anyone, it's your own business. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I compare myself with nobody. I live my life. Say, I will live my life. I compare myself with nobody. God said, if you compare yourself with another, you are not wise. You are not wise. You are busy looking at what somebody is wearing. Wear your own. Watch is watch. It gives you time. Watch. My brother, live your life. Some of you have high blood pressure. This is the reason. This is the only reason why you have that high blood pressure. Hypertension is simply removing hyper from the thing that causes you tension. I don't see a reason why a Christian will have hyper. It's a compound word, hypertension. So remove the hyper and then that will cause you tension. Separate the two. No more. This is the reason. You copy yourself. Somebody come to church and say, hey, see the kind of hair. If you see what that girl, what the kind of hair she wear. Then in the night, instead of reading Bible, you begin to dream. Hair. Hair. The time you used to pray. Hair. The time you used to think of business. Some of you, this Christmas, you didn't sleep well because of comparing. There's a latest thing that young girl wore. Hey, my husband must buy it. Your husband have the money, no, but I believe God. May God deliver you. Yeah. I refuse to compare myself with any. Live your life. Because comparison will make you compromise. Will make you what? Finally, for this service, the reason many of us compromise is no evangelism. No what? Many Christians compromise because they don't preach to others. And nature of us vacuum, if you don't tell people of Christ, they'll tell you of what they have. Either you tell them about your Jesus, or they'll tell you about their own. Since you cannot tell them about Jesus, they'll tell you about their own nightclub and their gods. In your office, in school, business places, neighborhood, let people know your stand and confession that you are a man and a woman that preaches Christ. If you don't preach to them, they'll preach to you. If you don't tell them about Jesus, they'll tell you about what they have. You compromise because you can't preach the gospel. So when they tell you, you say, we are all the same, we are all the same, we are all the same, we are all the same. We are not all the same. Am I talking? It is your nature that determines your future. The reason that nature is not going forward is because of compromise. And the compromise, we are telling the areas where many compromise. Am I talking? If I tell you something, you won't believe. Some people, even when they come to a church, all I'm preaching, they don't look at. They say, if you see the kind of watch your papa they wear. So the man will not sleep. Christianity can be sweet if you refuse to compromise. You have a future. And above all, just know there is heaven. That no matter what we do, we shall all stand before God and give account of our stewardship. Don't live your life as if everything ends here. So what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Don't live your life as if everything ends here. Where is your great grandfather? He's gone? If he's not gone, he's about to go. Or she has gone, your great grandmother. So if they have gone, a day will come, you too will go. And when we go, we all stand before him and say, shall bring every work into judgment. So God will say to you, my friend, you say you are my child, but did you really do what I said you should do? So don't live your life as if life ends here. Remember always that Jesus will come for a glorious, spotless church. A church that has no wrinkle. A church where I will stand before him and say, and beat your chest like Paul and said, I've finished my course. I've fought a good fight. I have a crown waiting for me. Don't play your life as if everything ends here. Character is developed. It's not a gift. You consciously develop the gifts of the Spirit. You develop character by developing the gifts of what? The Spirit. I said your efforts are not enough. Your paper is not enough. Your gifts are not enough. So first thing we should work on is character. Not gift first. Not qualification first. A man with a character has a future. A man with character with BSc has a future with more than a man with PhD without character. Do you hear me? Eh? Because nobody will employ him with his PhD. He will have crisis. He will have what? Crisis. And today, there's character crisis. So develop it. Do what? Develop it. Consciously tell yourself, this is what I will do. This is what I will not do.
Coming up on this series.
Now, for every child of God, God is simply saying, I've prepared a place for you. So anything less than that place makes you a failure. Now, let me tell you something. If God has prepared the globe for you and you end up in a nation, you're a failure. If you are supposed to end up in a nation, you end up in a state, you're a failure. Am I talking? If you're supposed to end up in a state and you end up in a local government, you're a failure. You may be celebrating that you have achieved something, but in God's plan, you are a failure.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career?
Someone's knocking at the door.
Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
The quality of a man is in direct proportion to his commitment to excellence, regardless of his chosen field of endeavor.
So I took stock of my activities, my spiritual, my family life, my career life. You know, the areas that I was not doing well, I have to take a decision to make definite changes in those areas of my life. And I tell you that the results have been outstanding.
As a career person, I think in my office, I've seen how I can do things, seeing myself standing out among my peers in the office.
As a quality is not an act, it's an habit. Choose as a person that you will go for. Come on, sir, here. Don't settle for mediocrity, because I put my treasures in you, so you are too expensive to be at the bottom. So push your way to the top.
Innovation brings creativity. Creativity brings excellence. To be outstanding, you must stand out in the crowd. Excellence is possible. The world is waiting for your manifestation. To get the series of Touch of Excellence on DVD, VCD, or audio CD, call the number you see on your screen or visit salvationministrieshs.org.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness. Wisdom for Healthy Living. Succeeding with Challenges. Created for Distinction. Wisdom for Family Peace. The Power of Praise. Walking in the Anointing. The Wonders of Wisdom. Secrets of Generational Impact. The Prize for Power. And a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234 703 897 5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ibiomi, you could call +234 703 897 5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment, and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ibiomi, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling, or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.